Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you stressed out? Do you have a tendency to get uptight over situations? Do you know why you get uptight? If you did, you would end up eliminating stress. Stress is a killer. You know, I talked about it in relationship to hypertension and what stress does from a physiological point of view in terms of, or let me rephrase that, more from a nutritional point of view than from a physiological. But here's what stress does. First and foremost, in addition to the compromises of nutrients, it taxes your adrenal glands. You know, the adrenal glands, we consider them the stress centers, and it's the fight or flight response that you get when you're triggered. Well, when your adrenal glands become stressed out, the first thing that happens is your blood pressure goes up. And we've talked about that and how you can deal with that in a previous session. The second thing that happens is your immune system falters, could even crash. Not to the point that you are totally open to everything that's going on. No, not to that degree. But it does falter and becomes diminished. So what happens for people who are under stress, candida will flare up. Allergies, acne, menopause, those symptoms become worse. Fever blisters, canker sores, shingles. You know, yeah, and they want you, everybody, to run out and get this drug for shingles. You won't know, and I just saw the ad last night, one out of every three people. Nonsense. That's giving you a suggestion. Are you going to be part of the 33% that buys into that? And then out of fear, run and go and get that drug? Oh my God, what's wrong? People, if you keep your immune system healthy, you will not, and if you keep your adrenal glands healthy, you can avoid all of the conditions and situations that go along with a compromised adrenal gland. In fact, another symptom just came to mind because I was thinking of what, you know, I'm going to tell you about how to fix your adrenal glands to get rid of the stress. And the ingredient that comes to mind is pantothenic acid, which is the ideal ingredient. Well, what came to my mind a moment ago was indigestion. If you have indigestion, that tells me immediately you're stressed out. Why? Because one of the first nutrients to go and one of the most essential nutrients is pantothenic acid. And if you're dealing with hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, and you can tell that if you're waking up tired every morning, you're irritable, you're miserable, you got headaches, you're tired in the afternoon around 3 o'clock. To me, that's hypoglycemia. To me, that ties into the adrenal exhaustion. Pantothenic acid will fix that. In fact, if you're dealing with that, I would probably recommend about 500 milligrams per tablet, about three times a day, at least for the first 3 to 5 days. Then after that, you probably won't need the one in the afternoon. Combine that with some vitamin C, and you will begin to fix your adrenal glands, which will begin to help your responses, which will also help to raise your immune system, lower your blood pressure, and improve your energy levels. And here's how that occurs. One of the roles of the adrenal glands is that when your sugar gets too low, it's supposed to tell your liver to release glycogen back into your bloodstream so all of the cells will have fuel and you will have energy. However, if your adrenal gland is malnourished, and I am a firm believer that 99% of the people have compromised adrenal glands because they're not getting enough nutrients, enough high-potency pantothenic acid and vitamin C to support it, and everybody's dealing with stress. So those are the nutrients that you would need. Now the question is the stress itself. So here's what I would suggest you do to get a handle on it and begin to eliminate it from your life. And the key is going to be understandings. But before we can understand something, we have to look at it. We have to examine it. And who knows, in that examination, we may get an insight. And it's the insights that lead to understandings. And the beautiful things about understanding is that when you can understand what it is that motivates you, what it is that trips you up, what it is that brings you down, then you can become mindful of what they are, create, or your mind actually already has created, an associated symbol with them, so that when you see that symbol, you will know that stress is at work. And I'll give you an example out of my own life because of stuff that goes on. Being in the health food industry for the last 40 years and having my own supplement company, you know, the Michael's Naturopathic Programs, I've been busted by the FDA for telling the truth, you know, making claims, saying what my products will do. Excuse me. I don't do that anymore because all my products do is nourish the body. And when you have a health concern, then think about nourishing your body back to your health, because your body seeks balance and harmony. Its own divine consciousness and intelligence seeks out the material that's going to help it come back to balance and harmony and be in a state of the medical state of homeostasis. Nutrients are what do that. Vitamins and minerals. So anyway, stress. Blank sheet of paper. What causes you stress? Now, I started to tell you I got popped by the FDA, oh my God, 20 years ago. And I remember on my way into work, I spotted a motorcycle cop driving down the road, like, you know, just two vehicles in front of me. And the fact that I paid attention, I should have known right then and there that authority was at work in my life. But I didn't know at the moment that it was a symbol. I did not read it as a symbol. When I got to work, everything was hunky-dory. I think I was probably at work for about 10 minutes when the FDA, police, I mean, it was a scene. I actually made Good Morning America. It's a joke. You need to take care of yourself. You need to understand what is it that causes you stress. Try to learn the symbols that you have associated with stress. For me, I see a motorcycle cop, I begin to question, what am I going through? What am I feeling stressed out about? Because that's just the way the mind works. If you pay attention to something, it's your mind talking to you. Blank sheet of paper, left-hand column, what is it that makes you stressed out? What creates anxiety? Right-hand column, why? And keep asking yourself why, because you're going to get an answer almost immediately. And that's going to be your rational, justifiable answer. That's not the one you want, because it's not going to take you anywhere. Oh, yeah, I know that. No, you really don't. You need to go deeper. You need to keep asking why and tear your answer apart. Well, why this and why that? Trust me, the deeper you go, the more you will know. The more you will know, the more you will grow. The more you grow, the more control you will have. And control is the key to excellent health. Controlling your diet, controlling your mind, controlling your emotional reactions. I hope you have a good one listening to me. I'm Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to Radio MD. Stay well.